everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to be sharing today's guest. Elaine Taylor Kloss is the co-founder of ImpactADHD.com, the creator of Sanity School, the co-author of Parenting ADHD Now, Easy Intervention Strategies to Empower Kids with ADHD, and the author of The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids with ADHD, Anxiety, and More. She coaches, trains, and supports parents of complex kids online and on the phone, and delivers workshops and keynotes to organizations, schools, at international conferences. She is the mom of now four complex young adults, two dogs, and a grand dog. Now, I wanted to share a little bit. ImpactADHD.com provides virtual support for parents and educators of complex kids and teens worldwide. So whether parents are seeking current information, guidance from experts, or coaching and support for personal circumstances, Impact's free and fee-based programs are essential, affordable, and proven effective. The comprehensive website featuring an award-winning blog, ImpactADHD.com, also offers online behavioral therapy training programs from SanitySchool.com, and a professional license program in how to use a coach approach when working with complex kids and teens. So with all that being said, Elaine, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. When I hear you put it that way, you sure I'm not just eating bonbons?
I know, right? And getting your nails done, right? You know,
right.
Come on. I mean, seriously. You know how it is. It's just so relaxing in your spare time. You put all this together.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, I, as a parent, my middle son has ADHD. I have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I controlled it with diet and reinforcement and everything else. But he was, you know, controllable that way. Some kids are, some kids aren't. There's so much out there that happens. And I'd love to know what got you on the path to where you are now in creating all of this.
Well, you know, like you, I was mom of complex kids, and I had three complex kids who all of whom were eventually diagnosed. It was like dominoes, one by the next, with ADHD, anxiety, learning disabilities, to such an extent where I finally looked at my husband and I said, it cannot just be all his neurology. And so when I was in my early 40s, I went and I had myself evaluated. Because I had gone to one of my kids' doctors, and I said, could I have it too? And she said, no, honey, you're just a mom. And but I was trying to go back to graduate school, and so I was evaluated and diagnosed with learning and attention issues. No great surprise.
Right.
And I just had this epiphany, this realization that parents need support, that it wasn't enough to have all these resources out there for kids. There was really nothing in those days available to help parents navigate these really choppy waters of raising complex kids. So I decided I had been alone for a long time doing it all on my own, and it was time to help other parents, and nobody should have to be alone the way I was in those early years. So then when I met my business partner, Diane Dempster, at a CHAD conference, which is a national ADHD conference, it used to be called a CHAD conference, International Conference on ADHD, we had very parallel experiences. We had each discovered that when we became coaches, we became better parents for our complex kids, and it wasn't rocket science. It was actually something we could teach. And I had gone into coaching as kind of a stopgap measure because, you know, as I said, I wanted to help parents, and I was on my way to graduate school. And then I discovered coaching, and I fell in love. It was such a positive, forward-thinking, uplifting, empowering method for support that was so much more helpful for me than therapy had ever been. And I don't mean to disparage therapy because it's got its place and it's really valuable. And I think a lot of parents raising complex kids, the only thing that was available to them for a long time was therapy. And the problem wasn't that I needed therapy. The problem was I needed a Sherpa, right? I just needed some guidance. So I needed help. And what I discovered was that coaching was this extraordinary vehicle to provide me with help, because it wasn't just telling me what to do, which is what all the experts were telling me, but it was giving me a process to figure out how. So it was a problem-solving process that changed everything. It was a total game changer for my family.
You know, it's funny because people ask me all the time, what's the difference between a therapist and a coach?
Ooh, I have a great answer for you. You want it?
Please do. I'd love to hear your answer.
So if you came to me as an adult and you said, I never learned to ride a bicycle, I want to learn to ride a bicycle, a consultant would get on the bicycle and ride it around and show you how to ride a bicycle. A therapist would say, well, let's talk about why you never learned to ride a bicycle. And a coach would hold the bicycle steady while you climb on, and then run along beside you until you learn to ride. That's
great
the metaphor
answer.
I like to use. Yeah.
I love that. I love that metaphor. I really do. So share with us what the coach approach is in all
so
of this.
So the coach approach is about, it's a shift in communication style. It's, we often say, you know, don't ask, don't tell, ask, right? So coaching is about problem solving. It's about identifying what's the change you want to see and then figuring out what are the steps I need to take to get there. But you have to start by setting the intention for the change in the first place. So it makes it a really great method for parents, because we're looking at these challenges we're facing with our kids. I just got off the phone with a mom who was telling me her daughter is bullying her younger son, right? So that might be a challenge a family is facing. Or, you know, in these days, kids trying to get homework done or getting schoolwork done while on Zoom calls while their parents are working. You know, there are all these challenges that we face in our families. And with coaching, we kind of break it down and we look at one at a time and we say, okay, what's the change? What am I trying to achieve? What is it going to take for me to get there? What are the obstacles in the way? How do I shift the way I'm thinking about it? How do I shift the environment to create the outcome that I want? And so it's really about walking through the process of creating change. And so it's not, you know, navel-gazing about why can't I? Because at some point, while it's important to understand our brains and how they operate hugely, at some point it's like, okay, well, what do I do with all this information? I now understand that I have an executive function deficit, or I understand that I have trouble getting activated or starting or emotional regulation or whatever it is. And what am I going to do with that information? How do I want to live the life I want to live? And coaching is about how do I get from where I am to where I want to be. So it makes it just a phenomenal way for parents to help empower their kids, because you're having different conversations when you shift it from I need you to do this to here's where you are, this is what you're struggling with, here's where you think you want to go, how can I help you get there? So it's very much an empowerment-based modality, and that's what complex kids need, is they need to feel in control of their lives, not controlled. And often typical parenting paradigms, we do a lot of controlling of kids. You know, we do a lot of bossing and directing and controlling, and that's not exactly preparing them to become the independent adults we want them to become.
You know, it's funny, I'm flashing back to my son, and he had gone to visit a friend. He went to a friend's house, and when they brought him home, his mom was like, I can't believe it. She goes, I asked your son if he wanted some soda, and he looked at me and said, not unless you'd like to watch me bounce off walls. He's like, I'm just much happier if you had seltzer or a glass of water. That would be great. Because I can remember, he said to me one time, one of the times that he just, and he was speech delayed. So, you know, at one point when things like that would happen with him, it was such a dual and a, you know, modality going on here. And I would just kind of hold him calmly while he, until he calmed himself down. And stuff. And he said to me one time, you know, I can see myself.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm watching and I don't know how to stop. And
exactly.
So we really started looking at everything he ate, all of these things, because I didn't want him to be medicated. I wanted to see, because this is a life challenge, you know.
Yeah,
and
Dory,
it is
what
it is.
What's so powerful about what you just said is that it started with his engagement, his buy-in. He wanted something to change. And so often we try to get our kids to change things for us, and where the real power is in helping them see what they want to change and guiding them to create change for themselves. That's the lasting change. That's the magic. And that's what coaching really does. The coach approach is all about, you know, I cannot tell you how many times a week I will say to a parent, whose agenda is that? And usually the response is, oh, yeah, that's my agenda, isn't it? Yeah, so what's in it for them? Because if we're not asking that question, what's in it for them, then we're still in what we would call phase one parenting, which is that kind of directive parenting. We all start there. You have to be a directive parent when you got a little kid that can't run into the road, right? It's important. The goal is to transition how we parent from being the directive parent to the next phase, which is the supportive, the collaborative parent through into to supportive. So we want to be transferring ownership from us to them. We want them to be living their life. And, you know, I often say, I think I've mentioned to you, I've got a book coming out. One of the things I talk about in the book is our goal is not to become the leading expert on our child when they turn 18. Our goal is for our kids to become the leading experts on themselves when they turn 18. That's what we're looking for. And that starts with us, actually.
I'm sitting here nodding my head as you're speaking, Elaine, because, you know, let's face it, it is our job as parents to prepare our kids. You know, I'll never forget my psychology teacher saying, you know, it is a parent's job to set boundaries, and it's a child's job to negotiate the boundaries. But ultimately,
exactly.
It's not a democracy. It is a dictatorship. You are the king. And if they don't like it, they can move out. It doesn't matter that they're seven. And it's so funny. And it was, I laugh every time I think of it, but it's true, because you know what? If you've set definitive boundaries for your kids, they have complete freedom in their life.
Yes.
If their
and
boundaries
if you don't
are
teach
secure,
them how to negotiate, who will?
Yeah. You know what?
and the context here, though, is that there are times where we have to be the authoritative rule or the final decision or whatever. And there are times where if we give them space to practice making decisions while they're still in our home, then they learn to become competent decision makers when they leave our home. And that's the piece that we forget, is that if we're constantly just saying yes, no, my way, the highway, we're not giving them space to practice when we have some influence over it. And that's huge. I mean, so I think that negotiation piece is really huge. You know, I'm thinking about, we're talking to women entrepreneurs and women business owners, right? We know, as women business owners, we know better than anybody that you got to find people who are talented at what they do and let them do their job. And the last thing you want to do is spend extra time micromanaging that you don't need to spend. And it's kind of the same with our kids. Like, we want them to be as independent as they possibly can be, and then sort of support them to continue to reach those next levels. But if we're controlling everything along the way, they're never going to have the sense of knowing that they can do it on their own.
That is the perfect spot. Right here, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we will be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we are back with Elaine Taylor Klaus. I love what you are sharing and the empowering words that you are giving parents as you do this. And I would love to know what made you start ImpactADHD.com?
Well, we started Impact because, as I said, we identified that this coach approach really made a difference. And we identified really clearly that there was no support available for parents, and somebody needed to be guiding parents in this process, that it wasn't enough to just have all these amazing resources out there for kids. Their parents needed help. And we knew that coaching was a way to help them. And so when we started, we originally started offering coaching. And we're a virtual company. We've been online for almost 10 years. We first started doing coaching. We've been running a group coaching program for almost 10 years. And then after a few years, we discovered that there was some training that parents really needed that would help us coach them better, and that there was just some basic information that parents didn't have. And it wasn't about a disease state. It wasn't about ADHD or anxiety or dyslexia or anything else. It was about understanding the dynamic of what we've been talking about, of how do you transfer ownership to kids? How do you empower them to take on their lives, right? We have a lot of parents who come to us and say, you know, my kid's not just motivated. Well, it's not that they're not motivated. It's just they're not motivated to what you want them to be motivated. They're motivated by something. And so part of our job is to figure out what is it that's motivating them and help them figure out themselves. And so we knew that this was a way to, that there was some training that parents needed. That's why we created this program called Sanity School for Parents, which is an online behavior management program that's all about taking a coach approach. So it's the foundations of the coaching process. It's based on coaching skills and concepts and on information from change management in the workplace. So it's kind of a combination. So it's got, you know, each module has core competencies, and it's something that a lot of us as professionals can really relate to, but it's very well organized and clear in terms of how do we shift our style of communication and the way that we're teaching our kids to take ownership of their lives, best way I know how to put it. And so we started teaching this more and more because we realized that was kind of, there was this gap between what parents were trying to do and the information they had. And very soon after we started teaching it, we had a lot of professionals coming to us and saying, wow, I need this. This is changing my classroom. So we started teaching it to teachers as well, and then we started training and licensing local providers to offer it. Just because it's not rocket science. It's just good basic communication. It's a somewhat different way of looking at what we all already know, and shifting from telling to asking, and really helping people make their own decisions. And so that's what we do, and we do it in lots of ways. And what I've learned in recent time, given the pandemic that many of us have been living with, most of us, all of us, is that it's not just effective for complex kids, it's effective in complex time, because it's all about problem solving. It's all about learning how to get ourselves to where we want to be, whatever the obstacles are that are in our way.
Wow. And in times like now,
I would
have to agree. Yeah.
It's funny because I've been struggling in this time because people will say, well, you know, you're the ADD person. Well, no, it's never really been just about ADD, because it's always been about complex kids, complex families. And I was talking to a coach of mine yesterday who said, you know, a biracial family is a complex family, and a family where there's addiction is a complex family, and family where there's disease of any kind is a complex, like every family has got their complexities, right? Every family has got their issues that make it complicated to help their kids be successful in life or learning. And now we're all in the same really complex boat of how do we help our kids with life and learning. And this method works for helping us through it, and it lightens the load, sort of takes the pressure off, reduces the stress, and improves the outcomes.
Well, and I have to ask you, what is your larger vision? Because I hear in your voice just such a passion for what you do.
Yeah, truly. You know, if you had asked me that question a month ago or 2 months ago, I would have had a different answer. For many, many years, I've been all about, I want to change the medical model. I want to change the way the medical community is talking to parents around raising kids with chronic medical conditions. And I don't care if it's juvenile diabetes or ADD or, you know, it doesn't matter what the challenge is. When something in life requires behavior change to manage it, this method is an effective way to do that. And I want to shift the model so that we're not seeing these kids as broken that need to be fixed, but we're seeing them as talented and capable and needing to learn self-awareness so that they can manage themselves in their lives. So a couple months ago, I would have said it was really about changing the medical model for parents of complex kids or medically, you know, chronic kids. And I think what I've learned in this pandemic is that it's really about changing the model for parenting. It's a shift in a parenting paradigm, because we're moving into a new world where none of us really know what to expect. We can never go back. We can only go forward. And as we move forward into this new world, schooling is going to change, education is going to change, family dynamics are going to change, and there's this extraordinary opportunity to give parents the tool that they need to really communicate powerfully, effectively with their kids, and to foster much, much stronger relationships, and to help these kids feel really strong and capable in themselves, to see what their strengths are, to find their path. Because our kids, this next generation of kids, is going to have some trouble finding their path. And if we think the last generation is having, you know, a failure to launch, we're about to really see some challenges. And the more that we can be in relationship with them and help them understand themselves, the better we'll be able to prepare them for whatever it is that lies ahead, because none of us really know.
Oh, isn't that the truth? I mentioned a bunch of the books that you have written or co-authored, but I know you alluded to a new book that you have coming out. You could share a little bit about it and why it was so important for you to write this book, The Essential Guide. I'd love to know.
So it's called The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids with ADHD, Anxiety, and More. And I wanted to have a long list of names, but I was vetoed by my publisher. what I love about this book, and it's funny, it's been 10 years in the making, and I wrote it in all my free time, right? So you know how that goes. But it's very easy to digest. So it goes through the model that we teach, and each chapter has a section on here's the problem, here's a reframe of the problem, a sort of a coach approach way to look at it. Here's a strategy. Here's some things to say yes to. Here's something to say no to. And then here's your self-care tip. So every single chapter walks through the same whatever that is, six sections. So we're really helping. Breakdown, we're teaching the coach approach in very digestible chunks so that it's really easy to get. And some of it is a little theoretical, a lot of it is practical, but it's a combination of the two that really works its magic. And, you know, I'd mentioned we have this training program called Sanity School. In some ways, this is kind of the book version of Sanity School. It's not organized the same way. But the idea behind the book is to really give parents a way of thinking. Again, we're talking problem solving, but really practical tips for if you're trying. So one of the examples might be if the strategy you're working on or something we teach parents is to ask, is it naughty or neurological? Like, what's the source of the problem a kid might be having? Then we may teach you a strategy that says, so yes, say yes to more compassion and say no to judgment. I'm just making it up. That's not the exact example in the book. Mm-hmm. But the idea is it's not enough to just say, here's the strategy, but I want to give you tools to say, here's what will help you be successful, and here's what you want to let go of to be successful with that strategy. So it's really tactical in that way, and yet a lot of the changes are really mindset related.
So what do you want most for people to get when they read this book from you, and why?
What a great question. I want people to feel I've got this, to feel like I can do this. I can begin to slowly shift the way that I'm communicating and really strengthen my relationship with my kids, with my partner, with my spouse, with whomever. I want parents to feel like it gives them a way of being in the world that feels more authentic, that feels more transparent, that where they're really feeling comfortable being their best self.
What a great way to end this conversation. Elaine, please let everyone know how they can find you across social media and online.
So people can find us anywhere if you look up Impact ADHD. And yes, it still has ADHD in the title. We're moving to a website called Impact Parents, but we're not quite there yet. So Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you name it, we're at Impact ADHD. And if they want, if you're listening and you kind of like what you hear from me, if you go to sanityschool.com, there's a free, you can register for a free gift there that we, it's kind of a tip sheet that's called, what's on the page. It's the 10 tips for calm and confident parenting of complex kids. So there's actually anywhere you go at Impact ADHD, you're going to find a free gift somewhere. ImpactADHD.com, on the homepage, you can find a link to the Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids, which is the new book. And if people pre-order it now, they can get some bonus content. So I've got an article on kind of a quarantine supplement, and also a piece on the three worst pieces of parenting advice when raising complex kids, which is kind of fun.
That's awesome. Elaine, I want to thank
ADHD,
you.
Impact ADHD, anywhere you go, you'll find us.
I thank you so much for being here with us today. And for all of you tuning in to Word of Mom Radio, we really appreciate you sharing your time with us. So, Elaine, again, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, really. And we'll be closing out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is strong. She